This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Advisories for winter weather and strong winds are in effect today. It'll be snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches before changing to mostly rain later on. The wind advisory will continue into tonight with gusts potentially hitting 45 miles an hour. The temps will remain seasonal, but when the numbers do start to drop, the National Weather Service warnings will be different.
They're switching over to something called extreme cold. So it doesn't matter if it's 30 below zero, just the temperature, or if the wind chill is 30 below zero. Either or, they're going to issue an extreme cold warning.
Justin Lowe with the National Weather Service says we'll top out at about 43 today. Marquette University has a new president. Officials unanimously elected Dr. Kimo Ayun as its 25th president, making him the first person of color to lead the institution in its 143-year history. Ayun has been serving as acting president and provost since June. He took over from Dr. Michael Lovell, who passed away. An inauguration ceremony is planned for the spring. On the third anniversary of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, flags across Wisconsin will fly at half-staff. The observance today honors the six people who lost their lives when Darryl Brooks Jr. drove through the parade in 2021. There's a dedication ceremony for a new parade memorial in Waukesha's Greedy Park. It features a symbolic six-sided heart sculpture. Governor Evers, in the flag-lowering order, praised the community's strength. The Blue Angels are coming back. The U.S. Navy's elite Blue Angels will headline the Milwaukee Air and Water Show in 2025. The announcement was made yesterday as the Blue Angel pilots flew into Milwaukee for the news. The Air and Water Show is scheduled for July 19th and 20th along Milwaukee's lakefront. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106. Milwaukee has now won four of their last five games. Doc Rivers says they're playing better defense.
We've had the ability to get timely stops and good stops, and we got to keep doing that. We just got to play defense with a sense of urgency for 48 minutes. And because our lack of speed, we have to have better focus, and that's what we're starting to do.
High school football state championship games are underway at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. In Division One, Green Bay's Bayport High School will face off tomorrow against Muskego. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. The 49ers defense led by veteran linebacker Fred Warner, quarterback Jordan Love.
With Fred, it's definitely his athleticism. Obviously, I think he does a great job at, like you said, dissecting plays, and he's usually in the right spot. But he's a guy that flies around the field. He's an aggressive player. He tackles well. So there's just not a lot of things that he doesn't do well. But he's really just a great athlete out there, and he's all over the place.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. This weekend kicks off the unofficial holiday box office season, and by all accounts, it will not disappoint. Every so often, two huge blockbusters are released at the same time. That includes this weekend with the release of Wicked and Gladiator 2. Wicked tells the story of the two witches from The Wizard of Oz and is based on the smash Broadway musical. The film stars Ariana Grande and is pulling a 92% fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 99% from audiences. Gladiator 2 is Ridley Scott's follow-up to the 2000 film starring Russell Crowe. The film stars Paul Mescal, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, and Denzel Washington, whose performance is getting rave reviews from critics. The film is drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, just a few points lower than its predecessor, but with no audience scores available yet. If you can wait just a few days, you can take the kids to see Moana 2. The follow-up to the wildly successful 2016 film opens the day before Thanksgiving and is also reviewing incredibly well at 95%. Let's go to the movies. Denzel Washington told Esquire magazine recently he was bitter when he did not win the Oscar for Best Actor for The Hurricane in 2000. The Oscar went to Kevin Spacey for his performance in American Beauty. Washington said at that point he stopped caring and started having his wife cast his vote for the Academy. Washington won his first Best Actor Oscar 2 years later for Training Day. Washington has four more nominations since then, and there's a buzz he'll be nominated in the Best Supporting category for Gladiator 2. Elizabeth Olsen is returning to the MCU. Olsen, whose character is Scarlet Witch, will play a derivation of the role in the upcoming series Marvel Zombies. Good God, seriously? Marvel Zombies will actually be a spinoff of the Disney series What If, in which Olsen voiced Scarlet Witch before transforming into Zombie Scarlet Witch. If you're looking for an excuse not to watch, you've got time. Marvel Zombies drops in October 2025. Variety reports Anne Hathaway has signed on to the new thriller Verity. The film is based on the Colleen Hoover novel of the same name. Hoover's book It Ends With Us was also adapted for the big screen. Hathaway plays an author injured in a car accident, preventing her from finishing her novel. A ghostwriter is hired and uncovers family secrets. In breaking radiant skin news, Selma Hayek has the secret to ageless skin. You might think it was just because she has gobs of money, but no. Yahoo Entertainment reports that the 58-year-old actress swears by a new product that contains bark from a Mexican tree that regenerates the skin. Even better, thanks to Hayek, you don't have to find the tree and scrape the bark off yourself. Hayek found a way to put the tree bark in cream form, and she's selling it for just 10 bucks. That's a deal. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow this morning that will eventually change over to rain later this morning into this afternoon, but we could get an inch or two by the time that happens. It's also going to be windy today with highs in the low 40s. The wind north gusting to 35 to 40 through the day. Tonight, 39. Tomorrow, cloudy, 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.